8:13 on this Thursday morning. It is the first day of February. I'm Walt Lindela, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by Mark Herrick. He is Territory Manager and Sales, and Jeremy Nelson, District Manager with Waste Management. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Mark, we talked with you a couple of weeks ago about the impending distribution of carts in the city of Marquette. They're out and about right now, and that's why we have you guys in, and we'll talk to Jeremy a little bit more about this, because I know you, Jeremy, you're directly involved with this distribution. But Mark, what does this mean right now for customers in the city of Marquette as you're transitioning into using these?
Well, basically, what's great about the system setup is that those who chose to stay with bags still do the same thing they always do with bags and recycle every other week. They put out fiber or rigid. And the people that are getting carts, it's a brand new thing. They're going to get a yellow cart. Our yellow lid cart for recycle, and they're going to get a regular green cart for garbage. Mm-hmm. Some people even got two recycle carts, so they could put recycle in one or the other, depending on the week. And so it's all being rolled out right now.
Yeah, it's getting rolled out this week in Marquette. I am a resident of Marquette. I'm right now choosing to stay with bags because that works for my household. It's good to have that option, don't you think?
I think so. I think that's the city thought about doing carts all the way, but mm-hmm. they listened to the citizens and they said, you know what? We might not have the space, or we might not have as much garbage as they want to put out. So the bags was a good way for them to not so get into it right away, but see what other neighbors are doing and then talk about it and maybe grow into it.
Jeremy Nelson also with us this morning. He's district manager with Waste Management. You're directly involved in this distribution this week. How's it going? What's happening with it? What is the latest?
So we're about 90% complete with the cart deliveries. They should be finishing up late this morning, early afternoon. Mm-hmm. There was about 970 homes to be delivered, and they got through about 850 of them, I would say, between Tuesday and Wednesday so far.
It's interesting when I see these carts, there's probably going to be a lot of people that are seeing their neighbors using them that are probably going to say, well, tell me about it and find out a little bit more. Is there a window for some that if they didn't sign up in this original wave of getting these to get some maybe from you?
Yes, sir. That'll be handled through the city. We did order some extras just to kind of be able to take on these extra customers as they come. Once those numbers run out, though, I believe the city is planning on doing their next order in October. That's when the contract started. So every October, we'll be looking to do a big order to keep the cost down.
So that would be, you know, you said about how many, 900 some in the community right now?
So, yeah, we're close to 1,000 homes.
Okay.
There are about 6,100 homes in the city of Marquette.
That's what I wanted to ask is, like, in terms of your total amount of customers in Marquette, the residents, how many are opting for the carts right now? So about 1,000 out of about 6,500, you said?
6,200. Yeah. It was a little bit less than we thought initially. But like Mark alluded to, you know, once people start talking about it, seeing them, we're hoping that number grows and, you know, hopefully, you know, we can choose to go one way or the other. But, you know, we did offer that. The bag hybrid system, so hopefully everyone's happy.
First day of February, as we continue along, I'm Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Mark Herrick, who is Territory Manager in Sales with Waste Management, that's easy for me to say, and Jeremy Nelson, who is District Manager with Waste Management. We're talking about the distribution of the garbage, the waste carts in the city of Marquette. Jeremy, you're saying that it's pretty much looks like you're going to have them distributed here now within today sometime here, y'all set.
Yep, they should be finished up today. I do want to make one note. There was a little bit of confusion between when the carts were on display and when they got delivered that people were unsure of which cart was for which product, especially if you got two of the same size cart, if you got one for garbage, one for recycle, and they were the same size. There was some confusion of which cart was for which. The yellow-lidded carts, like Mark alluded to earlier, those ones are for recycle. And the green-lidded carts are for the garbage stream. We do have some mailers coming out to let the residents know this again. but we just wanted to make sure we touch base on that so there's no confusion going forward here.
And if you do have a cart, then basically, as I understand it, as soon as you get one, if your cycle is coming up that day or whatever, start using it, right?
Yeah, we delivered the first ones on Tuesday, and Tuesday night they were already being used.
And if you have one, do you need to put a can liner, a bag inside, or just throw your stuff in bags and you guys take it?
You can just put whatever you want in there. There's no liners necessary. Mm-hmm. That was part of the big push was, you know, people didn't want to keep buying bags. So this was a way to get around that, so they're able to just use the carts
and
as their receptacle.
Bags.
And they just, if they use kitchen bags, that's fine. If they have loose trash in there, that's also fine.
Mark, I wanted to give you an opportunity to also let people know that if they see neighbors that have these and whatever, they can look into getting, you got a few more, you got a few left that are sort of reserves. But Mark, the word is to not really get a hold of you guys, but get a hold of the city of Marquette.
That's true. Yeah, and we figured just like I look at the bill that comes in for the water bill, and I don't look at any of the handouts. Some people are going to go about that. I've had friends say, hey, I don't know what's going on with that. And I'm like, okay, well, we know we're going to have emergency visitors to want to get sure. carts or customers. And yeah, just call the city. I think it's Melissa. And she is taking orders and making sure we fulfill those.
Well, if people have questions about stuff in terms of what you do with the services with waste management, I'm sure they can find you guys online too.
Yes.
And get in there and find out what that. Just do a little search on waste management and you probably type in Marquette and there we are.
Yeah, and I think the city has a great website too. Mm-hmm. They have a great website for the DPW and with all this outlined also.
So Jeremy Nelson, who is district manager, things are going to be basically, they're going to be distributed as of today around the community. And you do have the opportunity for maybe a couple more if people want them, but then it might not be till this fall to sign up from. So.
Yeah, we did go ahead and we got some extra carts, figuring that some people would want to come on a little bit later after seeing them actually be used, be delivered. So we did get a couple hundred extra of some varying sizes. So if you do want one, make sure you reach out to the city and, we'll try to accommodate as many people as we can.
Jeremy Nelson, District Manager, and Mark Herrick, Territory Manager and Sales with Waste Management, talking about the distribution of carts in the waste systems here in the city of Marquette. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And if you missed any of our interview with Jeremy and Mark, we'll have some highlights posted for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll have the contact information there for both the city and for Waste Management if you have questions to find out more about the cart system that's going into effect as of this week in the city of Marquette. More to come. It's 8:24. It's Thursday. It's the first day of February. This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike on your station of the year, Sunny FM.